and not on my world. I know, I've one or two, they've told me about them, my sisters. They were homemade chairs. I have one in here that belonged to my dad-in-law. You see, I married when I was 19. So I said I was more of a than I was a because I'd been in the family so long. And they, I married and lived up here on the hill for the first 3 years, and then I moved up here, and I've been living here ever since.
Yes,
but I have a chair in here, I'll show you directly, that doesn't have a nail in it. And if it's a day, it's 200 years old. But my dad-in-law gave that to me. And he was a good old man. They couldn't have been any better to me than my parents, because my mother-in-law and my dad-in-law. And as far as benches, I know we had a lot of benches on the front porch when we had so many company. And even in that big hall, there were benches, you know. Benches were what they used instead of chairs. I reckon
you didn't have any like those, like what's in there?
Yeah, come in here and I'll show you.
A sofa or anything like that?
Huh? Oh, no. If you did, I'd remember that. And my husband had a... We had a good day. We had a good living. I made money, but I've been a lot. I like 10 states, being every state in the union.
Is that so?
I've been in Mexico and Canada. So I've had a good life. Lord's been mighty good to me anyway. If I did have I worked hard. I milked cows up until my husband died. And when he died, my son started school. I said, I'm through milking now. And I worked at a lock plant out here at the state. At the van, and I started babysitting and nursing at the hospital. I've done everything but save my money. But I've had a good time doing it. Well, let's see what else about the country out there. There was an old spring out there that was on top. It was at the foot of the hill, and on top of this hill, they named it Hill because my granddaddy, Benjamin Franklin, lived there. And that's the same Benjamin Franklin that bought this land, that sold this land to, and it's on file up here in our Chancellor Court Clerk's office. Because a niece of mine had looked it up. She was her mother was an and she looked it up and she wanted to see about it. And I have a second cousin who's working in the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and she's about ready to retire. She hadn't retired. She's looking up and the but you know, when you get on that family history, it's something that you got a job because you've got so many ins and outs. I don't know whether I want them to look up all mine or not. I don't know what they'll find up that tree. Would you?
No, ma'am. I don't think I do. But other things of interest that you had in the house, like the piece of furniture maybe that you would put your clothes in?
Wardrobes. And I'm sure they were all made. You see, they didn't buy cotton, just didn't buy any. And my dad was a good cottoner, they said. Of course, I don't remember anything that he made except that table. And that was one of the things that I would have loved for him to have had, especially that Lazy Susan part of it. But, see, nobody knows. And I imagine everything was homemade. And I don't even know whether they had any trunks. And, and of course, closets. They didn't have any closets. So I'm sure it was all wardrobes and very few closets.
Well, things with drawers in them, you had those? You got them now.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't remember whether they had anything with drawers or not, but I imagine they did. They had dressers, they had mirrors, you know. But whether they were bought or not, but they made a chest of drawers and hung a mirror, don't you see? Could have, you know.